AI agents for security and DevOps, productivity or risk. AWS launched frontier agents for security testing and cloud operations, opening a real debate about how far AI autonomy can go in regulated environments. This article compares four deployment patterns: fully autonomous agent, semi-autonomous with human approval, assisted, copilot, and deterministic pipeline, using concrete criteria of risk, cost, latency, and compliance. When AWS announces frontier agents for security testing and cloud operations, the right question isn't does it work, it's at what cost, with what controls, and in which regulatory context. I've worked with financial-grade systems for over 16 years and have seen enough automation cycles to recognize the pattern. The technology arrives with productivity promises, and the governance architecture comes later, playing catch-up. This time, the stakes are higher because we're talking about agents with access to real tools, security APIs, IAM permissions, code execution, calls to critical services. The difference between an agent that finds a misconfiguration and one that accidentally exploits it is often just a poorly scoped IAM policy. This article is an honest bake-off between four AI agent deployment patterns for security and DevOps using criteria that matter in production. What frontier agents are and why, the financial context changes everything. Frontier agents in the AWS context are built on Amazon Bedrock agents with access to action groups that invoke real tools: AWS Security Hub, GuardDuty, Systems Manager Run Command, Lambda, and even external APIs via HTTP. The difference from a RAG-enabled chatbot is fundamental. The agent doesn't just respond. It plans, executes, observes the result, and iterates. This is the React Loop Reason Plus Act, operating on real infrastructure in a regulated financial environment, CCDSS-SOC2, BASEN 4.5.8, LGPD, every agent action needs to be auditable, reversible where possible, and bounded by least privilege principles. The problem is that large language models, LLMs, are inherently non-deterministic. The same instruction can generate different action sequence across runs. For an ETL pipeline, this is tolerable. For an agent that has permission to modify security groups or execute scripts on EC2's instances, it's a first-order operational risk. Bedrock Agents offers traceability via invoke agent with enable trace. True, which exposes the chain of thought and each tool call in CloudWatch logs. This is necessary, but not sufficient. Traceability without permission scope control is just a pretty log of the disaster. The four patterns that actually exist in production. After working with platform and security teams across multiple contexts, I've identified four recurring patterns for how AI agents are deployed for security and DevOps. These aren't theoretical categories, they're real choices with real trade-offs. Pattern 1, fully autonomous agent. The agent receives a high-level objective, audit the security posture of this AWS account and remediate these benchmark deviations, and executes without human intervention. Uses Bedrock agents with action groups for Security Hub, Config, and IAM Access Analyzer. The primary risk is the blast radius of a wrong model decision. An incorrectly applied SCP rule can block production workloads, partaduce, semi-autonomous with human approval. The agent plans and proposes, but each destructive or high-impact action passes through a human approval checkpoint via step functions don't word task token. This is the pattern I advocate for regulated financial environments, partautris assisted copilot. The agent only suggests, an engineer executes. All the intelligence is in runbook generation, log analysis, and alert triage. Zero execution autonomy, POTR 4. deterministic pipeline with punctual AI, traditional automation, step functions, event bridge, Lambda, with LLM invoked only for specific natural language tasks, classifying alert severity, generating an incident summary, or translating a CVE into business impact. The agent has no tools, it's just a text transformer within a controlled flow. The real problem, IAM, prompt injection, and blast radius in tool-enabled agents. The most underestimated risk in autonomous security agents isn't the model hallucinating. It's the model being induced to act maliciously by data it processes. This is indirect prompt injection, a security hub finding containing a crafted payload in the description field can instruct the agent to execute unintended actions. In environments where the agent has SE2s, Photonize Security Group Ingress or EON, attach role policy permissions, the impact is immediate and potentially irreversible. Mitigation starts with IAM. For pattern dues, semi-autonomous, the agent's execution role must use restrictive IAM conditions. For example, for Security Hub remediation, the role should have Security Hub. Update findings only with conditions string equals always resource tag environment sandbox. Production actions require a second role explicitly assumed after human approval with SCHCs. Assume role recorded in CloudTrail. For pattern 4, the design is cleaner. The Lambda that invokes Bedrock. Invoke model has only Bedrock. Invoke model in its policy. The LLM result is treated as untrusted data. It passes through a deterministic parser that extracts only expected fields, severity, category, estimated impact, before feeding step functions. This completely eliminates prompt injection risk because the LLM never has access to execution tools. A critical operational detail, Bedrock Agents has a default 30-second timeout per tool invocation. In security workflows where a tool can take 2-3 minutes, e.g. running an AWS config rule evaluation, this causes silent failures. Configure Action Group Executor either with high memory Lambda and adjust the function timeout to 300 seconds with retry configured in Bedrock Agents itself. Max retries, dues, well-defined stop sequence, prompt injection in security agents is a real attack vector. If your agent processes security findings, application logs, or support tickets as input for action decisions, you have a prompt injection attack surface. An attacker who can write to CloudWatch logs or create a finding in Security Hub can potentially influence agent behavior. Treat all input external to the agent as untrusted, sanitize, validate schema, and never let raw LLM output directly feed an API call with write permissions, age observability. What to monitor beyond CloudWatch? A security agent without adequate observability is an opaque privilege actor in your AWS account. Enable trace. True in Bedrock agents generates trace events in CloudWatch logs with the structure model incarcation input, model incarcation output, rationale, invocation input for each tool and observation. This is the minimum, not sufficient. For financial environments, I implement three additional layers. Custom agent behavior metrics. A Lambda wrapper that instruments each agent invocation and publishes metrics to CloudWatch, metrics with dimensions agented, action group, tool name, and decision count. This enables alarms on tool incarcation rate, abnormal spike in tool calls, and remediation action count, number of remediation actions per hour. 2. CloudTrail correlation via Athena. Each Bedrock agent is propagated against subsequent API calls via Lambda context. This allows, via Athena over CloudTrail S3s, reconstructing exactly which API calls were made as a consequence of a specific agent decision, essential for forensic investigation. 3. agent trust SLOs. I define an agent decision accuracy LO based on sampling. A subset of agent decisions is reviewed by a human and classified as credit incorrect. If the correct decision rate falls below 95% over a 7-day window, the agent is automatically downgraded to Pattern 3's Copilot via feature flagging parameter store. This is the trust circuit breaker that most implementations ignore. Age governance at scale, at what compliance frameworks don't yet cover, PCI DSS V4.0, SOC 2's Type 2's, and BASEN 4. SAFE and CISC-8 were written for deterministic systems. None of them have explicit controls for non-deterministic AI agents with execution capability. This creates a real governance gap that needs to be addressed by design, not waited on for auditors to resolve. The three governance problems I consistently encounter. Segregation of duties, SOD. An agent that can both detect and remediate violates the SOD principle. The solution is architectural. The detection agent has a separate IAM role from the remediation agent, and the step functions approval workflow is the auditable crossing point. Challenge management for agent actions. Every automatic remediation is technically a configuration change. In environments with ETSM, ServiceNow, Jira Service Management, the agent should create a change record before executing any action. This can be done via an action group that calls the ITSM API. The agent doesn't execute without a valid change ID. Versioning and rollback of agent decisions. Unlike code, you can't simply roll back a language model to a previous version. What you can do is version the agent alias ID. Each alias points to a specific agent version with a fixed set of action groups and system instructions. Maintain at least 2 versions in production and implement a fallback mechanism via Lambda that detects performance degradation and redirects to the previous version. The reality is that compliance teams will ask for evidence that the agent cannot act outside the defined scope. The only convincing answer is to show the execution role's IAM policy. The step functions state machine with approval, checkpoints, and cloud trail showing that no action was executed without the corresponding approval token. The safest agent is not the most capable, it's the best clothed. The temptation is to give the agent all available tools to maximize its utility. In practice, each tool added to the action group increases the agent's action space and consequently the risk of unintended action. Start with the minimum set of tools needed for the specific use case, measure the value delivered, and add tools incrementally with risk review at each addition. An agent with 3 well-defined tools is more reliable and auditable than an agent with 15 tools that can do everything. Anti-patterns I see repeatedly. Giving the agent a role with administrator access temporarily. This is never temporary. Treating LLM output as trusted data and passing it directly to write API calls. Not having a kill switch mechanism, an SSM parameter or feature flag that immediately disables the agent. Measuring success only by number of findings remediated without measuring remediation false positive rate. Using the same agent for detection and remediation without IAM role segregation violates SOD. Not versioning the agent's system instructions, system prompt, behavior changes become impossible to track my curation note. In practice, I would start any security agent project with Pattern 4, deterministic pipeline with punctual LLM, and measure the delivered value for 60 days before considering migrating to Pattern 2. The most expensive lesson I've learned in financial systems is that the pressure to automate everything frequently ignores the cost of a single incident caused by incorrect automation which can outweigh months of productivity gain. Pattern tools with step functions. Task token is elegant and auditable, but requires the operations team to have a defined response SLA for approvals. Without this, you have an agent that stalls, waiting for a human who is asleep. My concrete advice: implement the kill switch on day one, measure agent decision accuracy from the start, and only expand the agent's tool scope when you have production data that justifies the trust. Verdict: autonomy is earned, not granted. For regulated financial environments, pattern dues semi-autonomous with human approval via step functions mod 5 task token is the correct architectural choice for AI agent security and DevOps operations. It delivers the real balance between response speed and auditable control with phase-scoped IAM and native traceability. Pattern 4 is the right choice for well-defined use cases where compliance is non-negotiable and the team is still building confidence in the technology. Pattern 1, fully autonomous, is only acceptable in completely isolated sandbox environments with read-only IAM, as part of red team exercises, never in production without extensive additional controls that essentially transform it into pattern dues. The central message is this: the autonomy of an AI agent in critical systems must be proportional to accumulated evidence of reliability, not enthusiasm for the technology. Start, restricted, measure, expand with data.